civil disorders here in Louisville probably will come up at today's meeting of the Kentucky Un-American Activities Committee. The group's vice president, State Representative Lloyd Clapp, says he believes the committee would consider seriously any recommendation by a grand jury. His statement follows disclosure by the Jefferson County grand jury that its studies indicate planning for the recent Louisville disturbances. James Caldwell, chairman of the City County Crime Commission, has asked the committee to investigate the disorders. A traffic accident just south of Dry Ridge has claimed the life of 11-year-old Marvin Justice. The Justice youth was hit by a car while riding his bicycle on Kentucky 467. Another traffic death in Jefferson County last night about midnight. Two other persons seriously injured in the same mishap. Dead on arrival at General Hospital at 1225 from the accident at 15,510 Taylorsville Road was 18-year-old David R. McTavish of 3231 Orchard Manor Circle. In critical condition this morning is 19-year-old David Crump of 4105 Roxbury Road. He suffered head injuries. Another youth, 20-year-old Charles Petrie of 4024 Midland Avenue, was transferred to St. Anthony's Hospital, where he is described in fair condition with a fractured vertebrae. At the North, South, and Waterson Expressway interchange, an accident last night sent 50-year-old Charles Stewart of 3329 Algonquin Parkway to General Hospital. Stewart admitted at 1:45 a.m., now listed in serious condition with internal injuries. U.S. District Judge James Gordon has given the U.S. Army 10 days to answer a request by PFC Richard Decker, a Fort Knox soldier. The soldier wants the courts to stop the Army from giving him further inoculations. The soldier spoke with WAKY's Ron Statzer yesterday and told him how he felt about taking shots.
I feel that you should obey the laws of your land until they conflict with what you believe in God. Now, these shots conflict to what I believe in God, but I do not tell anyone else not to take them. It is their own personal decision. They have to decide whether they think the shots are good or not. I personally want to rather believe in God for my protection against the shots.
Becker, a born-again Christian, was given an additional 5 days to answer the Army's reply. The district judge says he will decide whether to schedule a hearing after receiving both sides of the argument. Kentucky's congressional delegation cast a 5-2 vote yesterday in favor of the tax increase report passed by the House. The report was a combination of tax increases and spending cuts. Voting for the report were Democrats William Natcher, Frank Stubblefield, Carl Perkins, and John Watts. Republican Tim Lee Carter also added his support. Opposing the bill were Republicans William Cowger and Gene Snyder. Congressman Cowger explained why he voted against the tax measure.
A year and a half ago, we urged the president to cut his budget and to set priorities for spending. To this date, President Johnson has absolutely refused not only to defer non-essential spending, but has indeed increased the federal payroll with an additional 500,000 employees. The problem is overspending and not under taxation.
79 News Time, 8:45.
Liberty National Bank will provide you with checks that are accepted by any merchant in town without question. Sound pretty good? You bet it does. Liberty National's bank card checks are guaranteed cashable anywhere, anytime, for anything. Bank card checks are accepted by any merchant in town because Liberty National guarantees payment. Naturally, not everyone can qualify for bank card checks. When Liberty National approves you for bank card checks, you're a solid citizen, and the merchant knows it. So get your application today from most any merchant or Liberty National office, whether you're a regular Liberty National customer or not. When approved, you'll have $500 or more in pre-approved credit and a pocket full of free, guaranteed cashable checks acceptable to every merchant in town or out of town. Bank Card Check adds up to just about the best and most flexible new idea in checking, and they're exclusive at Liberty National Bank.
The Louisville JCs have had their best year ever in national competition at the National Convention in Phoenix, Arizona. The Louisville Club captured the National Outstanding Club Award for its population class, cities with a population of over 2,000. The Louisville JCs were competing with 85 other clubs in this category. The local club earlier had done the unprecedented, capturing 19 of 26 state awards. The Louisville JCs also won awards for publication, public relations, inter-club relations, and leadership training. In addition, past president John Hubbuck was named Outstanding Local President. New York. The FBI and New York City Police are investigating an explosion at the Spanish National Tourist Office in Manhattan. Weybridge, England. Thieves have escaped with jewelry from actress Mia Farrow's home at Weybridge after tying up her mother, actress Maureen O'Sullivan. WAKY Sports. Two horses in a field of eight will be carrying top weight in today's featured $2,200 event at Miles Park. Master Marv and Bullock. will each carry 119 pounds over the 1 1/16 mile distance. Pantaloon Missy captured yesterday's feature Cherokee handicap to pay 860, 480, and 280. Surf Rider placed for 780 and 380, while May Ruler returned 240 to show. From the WAKY Weather Wire, mostly sunny this morning, cloudy and warmer this afternoon and evening, partly cloudy and warm with a chance of thunder showers tomorrow afternoon and evening, high today 87 degrees, tonight's low 65, high tomorrow 88, Sunday warm with a chance of thunderstorms. Precipitation probabilities 10% today and tonight, 20% tomorrow. This is Byron Crawford. It's a music-powered 60 degrees on the Bill Crisp Show.
89 WAKY, Mark Crawford. Music.